This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The amount of stuff that the players and the people get that are a part of that camp, the equipment and whatnot. And I was talking to the equipment folks, and they said last week it starts coming in pallets, 30 pallets a day, baby, with boxes. And it will just tell you, because it comes from all the different sponsors and people endorsing, it'll just get a guy's name on it. And you set the locker room up, the locker last week, and you just throw all the gear that they're getting sent to them from sponsors, from whoever, into their lockers. And they said it's just incredible. By the time they get here, how many things each player has already sitting in their locker, all the freebies that the Major League Baseball took care of, all the clubhouse guys, equipment guys with Under Armour shoes and whatnot. Boy, it's a sight to see. It's unbelievable how much stuff they get.
There is sports reporter Mike Max with some items as they apply to one of the aspects of the All-Star game that most of us don't really know anything about. The staggering amount of freebies given by sponsors to all the players and anybody else associated with the game sort of reminds me of what you hear the Oscar participants or the Tonys or the Emmys. Those people get those big bag of goodies worth sometimes, what, $20,000, $30,000? So, we start the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a reference to what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, number 10 in general, the sports world, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going through the items that have been important this past week, the week ending July 18th, 2014, reviewing the top 10 top topics. Top 10 talk. Well, I don't know, try that one. Top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Talk radio industry is a pretty interesting and vibrant world of conversation, information. So these the folks that are monitoring these stations, the program hosts, what the topics are, hoo-ha. So as we count down every week at this time from number 10 to number 1, we start this week again with the All-Star Game and what's going on in the world of sports talk.
Number 9.
Ninth most interesting, or I don't know whether you consider these things interesting. Some people will say yes, some people will say no, but they are important in terms of the mix. Number 9 this week has to do with the drought in the western part of the United States and what now some people are referring to as the summer polar vortex. Here's host Gary Meyer talking to meteorologist John Ramsey about the polar vortex and what it's done to the weather in the Midwest this week.
This is that day that last week they said was going to be the polar vortex. Yeah, it's a little chilly. It's not.
I wish they'd stop calling it the polar vortex.
I know, because it's wrong. And people that are doing that on TV, they should have their license snapped.
Well, it's not really wrong exactly. See, the polar vortex strengthens in the winter, and we get a big dose of cold. In the summer, it actually weakens. It's not the same thing exactly.
No, it isn't. And a lot of people got all, oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Run for your life.
Yeah.
Hey, you get a day to turn your air conditioner off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even
enjoy
a record
the breeze.
Setting. I was going through the list of records that weren't broken. You know, we didn't even have the coldest high temperature for the state, which I think was 65 set in 1903.
What do we have today?
About 67 so far.
All right.
We were close. You know, the record low temperature was 52. We got down to 55.
All right. Everybody just put on a sweater. It's going to warm up. And
well, I mean, if this were January, this would be like a heat wave. You know, it just is one of those things that's... It's July. People expect to sweat, you know, and go out.
All right. It's going to get better.
All right. So it's going to it'll always get better. But it is interesting how jargon rules the day, especially when it comes to the news media, the snooze media, because the news talk radio world flex things out of the headlines to yak about them. That's why this becomes, I suppose, of modern interest. I don't like the fear-based mentality in the conversation that seems to all be driven by worry. Speaking of eights, 888-302-3684, if you want to reach us on the air as we're doing this. Number eight this week focuses on our, our dear friend Lois Lerner. We all know that's tongue-in-cheek. The missing emails at the IRS. Actually, earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I spoke with legal analyst Sidney Powell about the twists and turns in the IRS scandal, the investigation that continues.
Judge Sullivan held a hearing the other day in which he required the IRS to file a sworn declaration. He repeated three times that it's to be done under oath, explaining what happened to the emails, what they've done to try to find the emails, and even more importantly, he took the unusual step of asking a federal magistrate judge, who just so happens to be an expert in computer and electronic discovery, to, quote, assist the parties, end quote, in finding the emails wherever they might be.
Mm-hmm.
And people should remember that it was United States District Judge John Sirica from the same court that Judge Emmett Sullivan is on who got to the bottom of the Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sidney, the under oath part is important. Why is that?
That is important because he can then prosecute or have prosecuted for perjury or false statement or contempt of court, whoever.
They have not done to this point, correct?
No, they have not done anything.
They just testified to a committee, and that's not under oath.
I don't remember whether they were sworn when they did that or not, but they weren't testifying from personal knowledge. For example, Koskinen just testifies to what he was told. So it would be, difficult to prosecute him for that, although they didn't have any problem prosecuting a Merrill Lynch executive and sending him to prison for expressing his personal understanding of a telephone call he wasn't even on.
So is this the same, Richie talks about this a lot, how they get people, they can't get them for what they really did, but they can get them for lying. About what they didn't do?
Yeah. Yes, that and tax returns like the notorious mobsters.
Right, so they will not be able to likely down the road convict these people of attacking conservative groups, but they will get them for lying about emails that they deleted about attacking conservative groups.
That might be a possibility. Or they might just find those emails.
Right.
It's amazing how things can turn up.
And I may find these Bunny this week.
Find them, yes.
It's like an email Ponzi scheme, in a manner of speaking. Yes. Doug Steffen with the countdown. That's the number eight item this week. The missing emails. Everybody feels this is one of the things that's bringing down, if there is any confidence left in the administration, being whittled away by all of this nonsense, all the lying, all of the just sordid stuff. 14 past the hour as you listen to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Up next, obviously, would be number seven.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone. Yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices? Or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. This morning when you got out of bed, were you on the right side of the bed or were you on the left side of the bed? And if you have a partner in the bed with you on a constant basis, what side of the bed do you sleep on? You see, each and every one of us have a pattern and a habit, and when we go to sleep at night, we've probably done this for years, we've slept on the same side of the bed. Well, I want to try an exercise, and that is, this evening, I want you to switch places. Oh my gosh, is that going to be traumatic? Everybody sleeps on the other side of the bed. And that is so important because once you learn how to break a lifelong habit and you begin to understand basically how easy it is, then look at all the other habits in your life that you're going to be able to change. So tonight, sleep on the other side of the bed. Wake up and say, I'm a changed person. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Number 7. Eric Holder in the racism charge. A lot of controversy here. Number 7 features conversation with host Mike Russell and Michael Weinstein talking about Eric Holder deciding to weigh in on the controversy over the name of the Washington Redskins.
Eric Holder has weighed in on the controversial, I tell you. Controversial! Because they just changed their name to the Redskins, right? The Washington Redskins just became the Washington Redskins, right? They haven't been the Redskins for decades.
No. They changed it. They did that 2 years ago.
Oh,
and a lot of people got really upset and hoping that the name hasn't taken around
this
the country yet.
This is what blows me away, is that they've been called the Redskins for decades. And just now, somebody got fired up about it and then started this, oh, well, they're mad about it. I'm mad about it, too. I'm offended. Ooh, that's right. Hey, you know what I'll do? I'll be offended, too. And it's gone all the way up to the top.
I'm going to speak very personally now. I think the name ought to be changed. I think it is an offensive name.
Of course you do. And he went on.
Well, it's a team with a storied history that has huge amounts of support in Washington, D.C. And I think in the 21st century, they could increase their fan base, increase their level of support if they did something that is, so, from my perspective, so obviously right.
This is so how political of a statement is that? And just translate that. So if this politician, so instead of talking about if this football team, replace that with politician, take name change with position. You see what I'm saying here?
No.
So take that. This politician just has to change their stance on this, and they're going to get more popular, they're going to get more votes, and they're going to get more power, they're going to get reelected. That is how a politician speaks. And by the way, what Snyder is doing with the Redskins, the owner of the Redskins, and keeping the name and saying he won't change it over his dead body, guess what? It's legal.
That's the right thing.
I don't worry about the right or wrong thing to do. Whiney, it's legal. Eric Holder's the top attorney in the country. Why are you worried about it?
Well, and that's the thing. And talking about politicians and getting behind this, you got to remember it, back in May, 50 senators signed a letter and sent it to the NFL commissioner saying that, hey, the Redskins is you know, offensive and that the league ought to step in and force the Redskins to change it. Here's the problem that I have. I think Eric Holder, what he should do is he just shut his pie hole. He needs to stay out of this type of stuff. He shouldn't be, as the top cop, as the top attorney, you can't be offering your opinions that are going to influence policy. Because if you remember, I think it was last month, the United States Patent and Trademark Office determined that the word Redskins was no longer protected. So now the Redskins could potentially lose out on millions of dollars. We right now could go make T-shirts with the Redskins logo on it. Go out there
and
sell them.
Yours yet?
You're way behind the curve, buddy.
Come can't on. Get the iron on.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, so we could go out. So the Redskins now could potentially lose millions and millions and millions of dollars for not doing something illegal. And then you've got the top attorney sticking his foot in his mouth and offering his opinion and influencing policy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the continuation here of our countdown, saying hello to the folks listening in Albany and Syracuse, down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hello, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Olean, New York, Tupelo, Mississippi, Philadelphia. Good to have you on board. The people listening in Long Island, it's nice to have you on board, too, listening to what's going on in the world, all around the country and all around the world. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Number six item this week on the countdown, as we move ourselves toward the number one position, belongs to politics and the discussion that is beginning a lot of the political conversations on so-called political talk radio between Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton and their prospects. Many of you don't even know who Elizabeth Warren is. She's a new senator from Massachusetts, and man, is she a gas bag. Woof. And the interesting thing is that she has promoted herself wonderfully, so that now she's being compared to Hillary Clinton. Here's host Jeff Kuhner, who thinks the Democrats want Elizabeth Warren to run because they don't think Hillary can win.
Elizabeth Warren, Granny Warren, Chief Spreading Bull, has now become the champion of progressives all over the country. You now have national Democrats touting her as a serious presidential contender in 2016. And Brittany's asking in my ear through my headphones, well, Jeff, why? What has she done? I don't know. What has she done? I don't know. And she's like the talk of D.C. She's now become a quote, Democratic rock star, unquote. This is how Democratic strategists are referring to Chief Spreading Bull. And so she's now engaged in a stealth presidential campaign. She's been touring. She's in West Virginia recently. She was in Kentucky. She's been doing other states, campaigning for liberal Democrats, helping to raise the money. And now, in today's Boston Globe, it's now come out that there's a new grassroots group, readyforwarren.com, which unveiled its website yesterday. There's now a new grassroots group that is hoping to draft Elizabeth Warren, Chief Spreading Bull, for a presidential run. There's a draft Elizabeth Warren movement to go to D.C. and become the next president of the United States. I mean, I'm looking at this, I'm like, have you heard one of her speeches? Have you ever seen her interviewed? And I think, my friends, what it reflects is this. Now, call me crazy. This is how desperate the Democrats are to find any kind of a viable candidate against Hillary Clinton. It shows that there's opposition to Clinton, even within the Democratic Party. They know she's weak. They know she's beatable. They know she's scandal-ridden. They know that Benghazi haunts her. It's like a specter, a ghost haunting her wherever she goes. And so they're now looking for someone to continue the Obama revolution. And so they look at Elizabeth Warren, and they see her class warfare, they see her anti-capitalism, they see her championing of open borders, of amnesty, of welfare, of Obamacare, of redistribution of the wealth, and they see Obama 2.0. They see essentially Obama in suit pants. And they're thinking the twofer is, they had the first black president under the Dear Leader, now we could potentially have the first Indian president, the first Native American Indian, the first Cherokee to ever occupy the Oval Office. You want to talk about addressing historical wrongs? I mean, first you go with an African American, you address slavery and Jim Crow, and then boom, all the supposed mistreatment of Indians could be taken away in one shot with Chief Spreading Bull. A chief, an actual chief in the White House. And so you can see these progressives, I swear to you, they're getting all hot and bothered over this. They think this is going to be, I swear to you, they think this is going to be 2008 all over again. What they're saying is, this is the new Obama. This is the new hope and change. Except now, we won't get the first black president, we get the first chief. The first Native American, and a woman. It's everything. It's a twofer. You get the whole shebang.
Elizabeth Warren is a nightmare. He's right about that. Okay, so that's the number six item. So we go from number five through number one in the next half hour. The countdown.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Pets love exploring the backyard, and while letting Fluffy and Fido out may cut down on fur balls on the carpet, they could be bringing unwanted guests back inside. That's why the National Pest Management Association, the NPMA, reminds homeowners to check pets' fur for fleas and ticks after they've been out in the yard or at the park. Aside from looking for signs of fleas and ticks, pet owners can take preventive steps. First, keep the lawn cut short and gardens maintained. Fleas and ticks often hide in tall grass waiting for a host to walk by. Second, be sure to groom long-haired pets to prevent pests from latching on. Third, be on the lookout for skin irritations or changes in behavior. And finally, talk with a veterinarian to see whether preventative medication is recommended for your pet. If you suspect your home has an infestation of any type of pest, be sure to contact a licensed professional to identify and recommend a course of treatment. You can find a professional in your area by visiting www.pestworld.org.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Now 33 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of July 14th through the 18th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen as we go from number 10 to number 1. Already in the first half hour, we've taken care of the top, from 10 to number 6. At 10, Sports Talk Radio and the Major League All-Star Game. The drought and the summer vortex, the polar vortex, number 9. The investigation of the missing emails from the IRS is number 8. At number 7, Eric Holder and his ridiculous rant about racism. And that's an editorial comment that I am entitled to make. You can make your comments if you'd like. Doug at DougSteffen.com is my email address if you'd like to be in touch that way. Following us on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day also helps to get through to me. Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren. Are they the chief prospects for the Democratic nomination for the presidency in 2016?
Number 5.
That does get us to number 5. And this has to do with the continuing move toward suing the president. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talks to the National Journal Sam Baker about Congress suing the president for not doing something that they didn't want him to do, and will block him if he tries to do it anyway.
House Republicans are suing the president over delays in the implementation of Obamacare, even though, after all, they don't like, in fact, many despise, the president's health care overhaul. So they're suing him for not doing something that they don't like anyway. But, of course, they say they're suing over principle, the president postponing the employer mandate unilaterally rather than enforcing the law as Congress wrote it. Get it?
You laid it out pretty well there. That's pretty much exactly what's going on here. Speaker Boehner, you know, has been saying for a while that he was probably going to sue the president over something. He settled on the delay. In Obamacare's employer mandate. So there is some things are a little backwards there. You know, you have Republicans now complaining about a delay that they passed, first of all, and that a delay of a provision that they never wanted to see take effect in the first place. But it is, they say, a matter of principle. Congress wrote this law. They intended for it to work a certain way. And even though Republicans didn't like that result, they say it should be up to them and not up to the president to change the way that the law is implemented.
Or put it another way, they're suing for the non-implementation of the law that the Democrats mostly wrote.
Right. In this case, though, the The suit will be brought by the House, it sounds like. So sort of institutionally, it was the House that passed it, and now it's the House that wants it implemented the way that it passed, even though it's obviously a much different House now than it was then.
Let me ask you, in your estimation, is House Speaker Boehner boxed in because he doesn't want to utter the I-word impeachment, thinks that that would be a great drag on the Republicans, but of course there are a lot of Tea Party and other House Republicans that, you know, are just kind of chomping at the bit with them like it. So does this suitably replace impeachment politically?
I guess we'll find out. You know, that'll be up to the people who have been banging that drum. So far, you know, you've seen sort of a split. Some people think maybe that impeachment would even be more likely to succeed if they try it. People feel like this lawsuit doesn't have a good shot. You know, at least some people on the right have said that, but obviously politically it's much more dangerous. And you've seen the people who came up with the strategy say, we don't think the president's done anything that he should be impeached over. We just want to make him enforce the law.
But here's the interesting thing again, and there's a lot of contradiction, irony in this, and that is presumably House Speaker Boehner announced the lawsuits kind of to try to take the energy, the oxygen out of the impeachment side, and also maybe to kind of counter the president's coming executive orders wanting to try to thwart them. So there's right. Boehner trying to play both sides, but you could argue that the lawsuit will just give impeachment more energy, more momentum with the people on the right who want to go forward, not less.
Yeah, I mean, I think the maybe what Boehner is hoping on that front is that this will sort of tie things up for a while. You know, this is going to take a long time to sort of work its way through, and maybe he can say, look, we're trying one thing, let's do one thing at a time, and basically run out the clock on something that's going to take a while to work its way through the court.
I apologize to Alan Laudell. I have been doing that for years. As I introduce him, how about his name is Alan Laudell from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington. Number four. This is mind-boggling. If it weren't for the fact that it happened late in the week, this would be either the number two item on the countdown this week or perhaps even number one. Astonishing tragedies in quick succession. The Malaysia Airlines brand may become the airline equivalent of asbestos. The situation with the shooting down of another Malaysian airliner. No one knows what happened to the first one. About another Boeing 777 down. This time, a victim of the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And people say, that's not a war. Yeah, it is. So now Vladimir Putin has urged a thorough and unbiased probe into what he's calling a crash. Others say the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 downed over eastern Ukraine on Thursday. 298 people on board. American intelligence authorities say that it was a missile, and this is the second, as everybody knows, the situation with the Malaysian Airlines flight that disappeared 5 months ago with 239 people on board, taking off from Kuala Lumpur on its way to Beijing, as I recall. So here's host Brian Suits talking to ABC White House correspondent Ann Compton, who said the president was on the phone with Vladimir Putin when the news broke about the airliner being shot down.
Putin's website says that he was on the phone with Obama, and he told Obama there's an airplane down in Ukraine or something. Is it?
Let me give you the White House latest on this. The president was just about to leave the White House to go on a prearranged trip to Delaware and New York. And he got on the phone. The Russians wanted to talk about the sanctions yesterday. And he was on the phone with Vladimir Putin when they got first word that a passenger jet had apparently been shot down. And this was the right over the very area they were discussing on the phone. The U.S. very unhappy with Russia for the heavy armaments coming across the border from Russia into this part of Ukraine. Very unhappy with Vladimir Putin for not doing anything to slow down or discourage the separatist movement there. And this comes in a very weak when, I believe it was Monday, when the air cargo plane, a large air cargo plane flying way up there, like 22,000 feet, had been brought down by the Russians. A Ukraine cargo plane had been brought down. So in the very heart of this conversation with Putin, they get word that indeed the a plane is down. Now, obviously, the finger pointing has already begun.
There is ample evidence that the Russians have deployed very capable high-altitude anti-air systems. Not only have they deployed them, but they have used them successfully against the Ukrainian Air Force for the last month, which by the way, and I don't know if you know this, Ann, but the FAA issued a notice to airmen back in April, don't fly over eastern Ukraine.
And I don't know that there are any U.S. Commercial airliners that do. Malaysia Airlines,
don't have the internet.
Well,
I don't know. I've got no idea how they don't know this, but we'll see. And
And on a flight path that had been approved, I mean, it was the Ukraine air traffic control system that said, wait a minute, it's disappeared from our flight. What does the U.S. do right now? The U.S. has got to make sure that this does not escalate into even greater tensions. And maybe it's a good thing that the two presidents were on the phone at the very moment they heard about this, because the recriminations here are going to be, is already, Ukraine has said, hey, we don't have anything that would do this. It's got to be Russian.
Both the government and the pro-Russia separatists fighting in the region deny any responsibility for downing this airliner. So that, you can be sure, is going to be on a lot of people's minds as we go through the weekend.
Number three,
the situation with the ISIS group in Iraq and Syria. Host Ken Altshuler and Steve Robinson talking to political analyst Trey Hardin here about the escalating battle between Governor Perry and Senator Paul over the situation in Iraq and whether the U.S. ought to be involved.
Rick Perry and Rand Paul seem to be having an early fight about, is this for supremacy of the Republican nomination for president in 2016?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just think that, you know, it started because Rick Perry didn't like what Rand Paul had to say. It also wouldn't surprise me, just knowing how these op-eds tend to work, that someone else probably didn't like what Rand Paul had to say, so they drafted an op-ed and then they asked Rick Perry if he would be the byline on it or author it. Some group that maybe is against what Rand Paul, you know, stands for or you know, has to say on an issue like this.
Now, I'm just reading the Rand Paul's response to Rick Perry. I mean, he even insulted his new glasses. It sounds like it's getting pretty personal. Is this, you know, a concerted effort to try and take Rand Paul out of contention? And is this him punching back? And do you think it succeeded?
No, I don't think. I mean, I just am not reading too much presidential politics into this yet. And maybe it's because I'm a little cynical or down on the list of candidates on the Republican side for president. And, you know, which is unfortunate. I've worked in Republican politics for many years. I don't think we've ever seen a weaker field than we have right now, unfortunately. I think this has to do with the fact that what Rand Paul stands for from a foreign policy standpoint is just simply not realistic and not in line with what the American people think. I'm certainly don't think the American people are pro-Iraq war, but, you know, let's remember, it's, you know, victory has 1,000 fathers, and, you know, what's that saying? I mean,
defeat is an orphan.
Yeah, defeat is an orphan, I think we all, now that it's over, now that we're out of there, would say that Iraq was a failure and that it was the wrong thing to do. But at the beginning of it, if I recall, there were a heck of a lot of people voting for us to go into Iraq, including the current president and
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
All right. The number two item coming up as we work our way to the top on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Summer's here. Time to show off the season's latest fashions, but sometimes preparation's as important as the outfit. I'm Risa Jill Miller, here with leading Hollywood stylist Erin Walsh, who's teamed up with Dove Advanced Care Deodorant to challenge women everywhere to embrace this summer's stylish sleeveless looks.
Sleeveless styles are a must in summer for any woman's wardrobe. It's a look that communicates both power and confidence. I know some women can be uncomfortable with the appearance of their underarms. That's why I'm challenging women to look and feel their best in sleeveless by using Dove Advanced Care Deodorant, formulated with Nutrien Moisture to reduce shaving irritation and offer softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days. Plus, it will keep you feeling fresh and confident. Check out Dove.com for the chance to win a VIP styling session with me during Fashion Week in New York City.
Dove Advanced Care Deodorant offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is available at retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that Even Proactive says is better than proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactive Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Number two. Going to the Middle East for the number two item this week on the countdown, the situation existing between Israel and the Palestinians, the violence with Hamas. Hosts John Cass and Lauren Cohn talking to Israeli Consul General Roy Gilad about Hamas breaking the ceasefire this week.
What can you tell us about the situation there?
Well, the situation is not good. It's been already 10 days since this last cycle of violence started, and it seems to me that Israel is reaching out time after time trying to reach a ceasefire. We held our fire 3 weeks before the operation started 10 days ago, in which we have absorbed, quote-unquote, nearly 300 rockets launched by the Hamas. It didn't help. We had to start the operation 3 days ago. We agreed to the Egyptian ceasefire proposal. Hamas turned it down. Yesterday we agreed to the UN temporary ceasefire, humanitarian ceasefire. Again, it was broken time and again by the Hamas. Look, the situation is not good. Israel, as much as we are 10 times stronger than the Hamas, we are doing our utmost to avoid casualties and to avoid collateral damage. But once a terror organization is launching attacks against Israel behind human shields, and they are refusing to not only our initiatives, all the Arab League, 21 like states Egypt. Supported Egypt, 21 right. Arab states. I really can't understand their logic unless they believe that the more casualties, more it will serve their own interests.
How strong? How much do you know? How strong Hamas is with the support of
of Iran and other countries, because, you know, the question is, how long will this continue? Can you really rid the region of Hamas? And I know that a lot of the folks in the Gaza Strip are being told to evacuate, but there isn't a lot of places for them to go. So how far-reaching is Hamas, really?
Politically, Hamas is weak. Other than the Iran, maybe some support from Turkey and Qatar, they're left with none, man.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The big item this week, as I say, perhaps might have been supplanted by the Malaysian Airlines tragedy had it been earlier in the week. But because it was at the end of the week, all the focus on that in the last 24 to 48 hours still doesn't overwhelm the conversation that has taken place this week about the child immigration situation on our border. Taco Steve Scott gave a rundown on what many of our elected officials are doing or saying they are doing about dealing with the influx of the illegal immigrants and their children.
Two congressmen have announced a bill that would change the processing of illegal immigrant children from Central America caught at the border. With that, CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Two Texans, Republican Senator John Cornyn and House Democrat Henry Cuellar, want to speed up the deportation process by sending at least 40 more immigration judges to border towns. Their bill calls for unaccompanied minors to have a preliminary hearing within 7 days of their arrival and to be sent home immediately if a judge rules they do not qualify for asylum or some other special status.
House Speaker John Boehner says a Republican working group that traveled to Central America over the weekend will prepare a report on addressing the border issue.
Hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll have a better idea of how we might move ahead.
At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says even though there are only 10 legislative days until Congress goes on break, it is possible, he says, for a deal to be struck on supplemental funds to address the border issue.
When Congress wants to do something, they can act pretty quickly to get it done. And based on the public comments of both Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate, it's clear that this is a priority.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revive reports deportations will begin soon for children who cross the border.
The Department of Homeland Security says more children will be flown back to their home country soon, but no schedule has been set. The first flight was from New Mexico, where a detention center is holding mothers and children, no men. 38 people from Honduras were flown back to that country on a plane chartered by the U.S. government, but officials confirmed that even more are being released pending deportation hearings. They're supposed to live with relatives or with Americans volunteering to house and feed them.
The president is asking for $3.7 billion to deal with the crisis. Politico reports Republicans are looking to cut that amount by about half.
All right, next up here on the Hit Parade, as we continue to investigate the conversation about child immigration, what's coming across Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, here our host Charlie Parker with Todd Starnes from Fox about what this immigration crisis is costing us from their perspective.
What are we talking about next week when this policy of the president's goes into effect? 350, well, 400 million just for the first year?
Charlie, probably more than that, and let me tell you why. There's an organization called Baptist Child and Family Services, BCFS. They are responsible for the camp there at Lackland Air Force Base and also at Fort Sill. And Charlie, later on in my commentary that airs on WOAI, we will be telling people the exact numbers, and I'll go ahead and share them with you guys.
Okay.
Just on July 7th, the BCFS received $190 million just to take care of the kids in those two camps. That's on top of the $100 million they've already received this year. So you're looking at an organization that's just one organization, and there are 50 that are taking care of these kids around the country. That one organization, BCFS, there in San Antonio, getting nearly $300 million to take care of those kids.
Pin any kind of a badge you want on yourself and tell me what you would do to handle the situation.
Well, we've got to get control of the border, and you got to start playing hardball with Mexico and Central America. The first thing I do is threaten to repeal NAFTA. If they didn't shut down their borders, we'd repeal NAFTA. I'd also ban all trade with, put a blockade on them. Don't let folks go down there to vacation. Don't spend our American tax dollars down there. Quite frankly, at the end of the day, Charlie, I believe money talks. And if they don't get things under control, I say we shut it down.
All right, well, that will be the end of this conversation, be sure of that. But it is the end of our overview. At number 10, Major League Baseball, and the All-Star Game number 9, the Western drought and the polar vortex, weather in the news at number 9, and climate change. Number 8, the investigation of the missing IRS emails. Number 7, Eric Holder and his racism charges. Hillary Clinton versus Elizabeth Warren for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016 is number 6. The Obama lawsuit moving up, number 5. The shooting down of the Malaysian airliner over the Ukraine, number 4. Iraq and Syria, number 3. Israel and the Palestinians, number 2. And the child immigration situation. That's the number 1, the big hit, the top topic of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for another week of the review of the world of talk radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.